All right, speaking of walking the walk and talking the talk, A Time for Everything has a little bit of everything. It's got a really nice guitar lick. You're really singing. You know, there's no auto-tune there or anything like that. You're really, like, you're working it there. So how was that song written? What inspired it? And what was the recording process like?
Okay, Time for Everything. You know, I haven't been in that space for a while, you know, with the album and stuff. We just finished a residency at the Wits End, and we were playing, like, nonstop. So it's been like, you know, a few weeks of me being out of that Eddie Gray space, so to speak. But, It's Time for Everything is a song again that started its, you know, its roots in the studio. And, again, subconsciously, they just kind of started coming out, you know, and I had this idea, this guitar lick that you hear in the intro. And I remember reading, well, two things were happening. I remember reading a passage in the Bible. I think it's Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, one or the other. And, you know, there's this chapter, and it's, you know, essentially, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time for love. There's a time for war. There's a time for hate. And I like that the Bible, you know, like, you know, a book that a lot of people don't know much about, really, was talking about these things. You know, I mean, like, there's a time to, you know, have hate and to, you know, do things in your life that need to be taken care of. And there's a time when life will be dry, and then there's a time for harvest. And so I was really interested in that, you know, because I don't know about you, but for me, you know, I have this inclination to always want to be happy or always want life to look, you know, the way I want it to look. But this song gave me the opportunity to really be present in my life without any expectations, and just really, like, accept, you know, and where I am. And the recording process, Matt Thorne, multi-platinum producer, is responsible for how good that sounds, to be honest. He's just one of those guys, you know, he knows music, he's a scientist. I would even go so far as to say his level of professionalism and understanding of, you know, production is akin to that of a surgeon or a doctor. I mean, the guy is absolutely remarkable. So, yeah, I'm going to give all the credit to him on that one.